You know, each year for quite a few years now, the editorial boards of both the Oxford English Dictionary and Merriam-Webster's American Dictionary have designated a word of the year. The word of the year is a word, or sometimes a phrase, that rises to prominence, culturally speaking, and captures the zeitgeist or the spirit of the time. This year, however, apparently too much has been going on, and the experts in our English language could not agree on a single word or phrase, and so they've proposed a list of words which includes lockdown, remote working, and COVID-19. Now, I have my own candidate for word of the year, even though this word has been around for quite a few years, and that word is woke. Do you know what it means to be woke? Well, at the risk of oversimplifying, being woke means being on the politically correct side of all the important issues of the day. People who are woke are ahead of the curve culturally in relation to their peers. Woke individuals are very concerned about issues like the environment and about eradicating poverty and social injustice in any form. They're acutely attuned to identity politics, and they engage in what is called virtue signaling, which, by the way, is not the same thing as practicing what Christians used to call virtue. I'll offer just one specific example of wokeness. A little over a month ago, on October the 14th, the new Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, was being questioned by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. In response to a question about the Supreme Court's decision which legalized same-sex marriage, Amy Coney Barrett used the phrase sexual preference, not once, but twice. Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, who is nothing if not woke, took the opportunity to deliver a stern lecture to the would-be justice. She said, "Judge Barrett, don't you know that sexual preference is an outdated and pejorative term? The proper term to use is sexual orientation, not sexual preference." And then she gave citations to back up her point. Sure enough, the very next day, the online edition of Merriam-Webster's dictionary added a notation to its entry for the phrase sexual preference, specifying that it is now an outdated and pejorative term. Yes, Senator Hirono, the avid promoter of taxpayer-funded legal abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy, is nothing if not woke. That is, attuned to the ways of the world. While Amy Coney Barrett, Supreme Court Justice, legal scholar, mother of seven, and advocate for the sanctity of life, is simply awake. That is, attuned to the things of God. I offer this brief excursus on the difference between being woke and awake as a way of introducing the season of Advent, which begins today. In our readings from the Scripture, the Spirit of God invites us to stay awake, to be sober, to be watchful and alert for the coming of our God. You see, this is what the season of Advent is about, a time of preparation for the Lord's coming. We wear purple vestments in Advent because it is a penitential season, a time to turn away from sin and to direct our hearts to the Lord. Today, in our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the prophet says, "When you come, O Lord, would that we might be mindful of you in all your ways. But behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. We have become an unclean people, and all our good deeds are like polluted rags. Do you ever feel that way? Can you identify with these words of the prophet Isaiah? Namely, that the things that we boast of the most, the things that we are most proud of in our world today, things like guaranteeing the right to terminate innocent life in the womb, redefining marriage, censoring free speech that is not politically correct, and in some places, even shutting down churches indefinitely, along with prohibiting public worship of God as a non-essential service, that these ostensibly good deeds are naught but polluted rags. The psalmist cries out today, Lord, let us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. In the gospel today, our Lord Jesus says, You do not know the day or the hour of your master's coming. So be watchful, be alert, stay awake, that he may not find you sleeping when he comes. I'd like to close today with an invitation to you. Last week, a group of our parishioners invited you to take part in a 5-week spiritual journey for Advent by watching a 10-minute YouTube video in which a number of our own parishioners spoke about the call to grow in holiness. The second video in this series is entitled Growth in Prayer and has now been posted. Growth in prayer is the theme for this first week of Advent. The habit of daily prayer is a gift of God, a gift that trains our hearts to be watchful and alert, that is, to be sensitive and awake to God's presence. Prayer is a gift of the Holy Spirit, but to receive that gift and to develop the habit of daily prayer, we must allow the Spirit of God to enter and cleanse our hearts. As you came into church today, I hope that you picked up a prayer card at one of the tables. If not, I invite you to take a card as you leave church today. And I invite you to pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth.